Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, it's Friday night. It's Saturday, Sunday. Da, da. Sorry, I don't even know if I have the rights to that song. It's Friday, but the news. I know, I also bastardize it. It's Friday, but the news is not great. We're kicking off in Ukraine and extra shelling. Is this still in the area by the nuclear plant?
Well, no, this is different plants, although there has been indeed some more shelling. You're right, at Zaporizhia, there's also been more shelling at a Belarusian airfield. And the one that is still a little baffling, I suppose, because we've done this scary nuclear aspect, is this airbase in Crimea, in Russian-occupied Crimea, as Ukraine would call it, the first place that Russia invaded 8 years ago. And these satellite images have come out showing major damage. The explosions themselves were on Tuesday. But what we now see is a number of buildings blown up, several Russian warplanes on the tarmac look damaged. It absolutely looks like a widespread area that has gone up, so it's not a one-off accident, as Russia had suggested. In fact, there was even an idea that maybe someone with a cigarette inadvertently sparked a series of explosions. I don't think it usually works like that at an airbase, but what do I know? Ukrainian forces had actually denied taking responsibility. The Ukrainian government has backtracked on that and said that not them. It could be an insurgency, but the private thought is that actually Ukraine has done this, but they don't want to say it right up front because it does up the ante. If you attack something that Russia considers Russian, it's different somehow. So what the fallout from this will be is, again, a bit scary.
Rather. And as if you haven't got enough to deal with, Europe is also facing the ongoing devastating heat wave and now a wildfire in France.
Oh, the one in France is extraordinary. I mean, there have been fires everywhere and heat problems and drought and water shortages and you name it. I mean, all the classic stuff across pretty much the entire northern hemisphere. In fact, I saw a map last night that showed these five high-pressure areas. They're all big circles that absolutely cover the entire northern hemisphere. And they're just going round and round and round and making things get hotter and hotter and hotter. And in South Korea's case, wetter and wetter, as well as hotter and hotter. But yeah, in France, this one wildfire, which I suppose is not really one because it spreads, but anyway, it's now covered 18,000 acres of forest and is not controllable. And at this stage, as the chief firefighter trying to get this thing under control, it's not far from Bordeaux. It's an ogre. It's a monster, he says. And there is that thing about fire, isn't there? Like it is a living, breathing monster.
Very
it's
much so.
Yeah, it's a scary thing.
Apparently it's visible from space.
That's, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Bordeaux, the wine!
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
yes, absolutely.
Sorry.
Rescue the grapes.
Let me focus. The widow, the daughter, and the psychic. What is happening in Brazil?
Here we have a woman arrested on suspicion of using a psychic to swindle her mother out of $140 million. I mean, a huge amount worth of art and cash and jewelry. And I think it's the art in particular. A fool and their art are soon parted, of course. In this case, 16 paintings plus money and gems. The alleged victims believed to be the widow of one of Brazil's biggest art collectors who passed away a few years ago. Her daughter is accused of stealing the artwork by using a psychic to pretend that the art was cursed. The theory was there was too much negative energy and therefore prayers were needed and the art needed to be cleansed and off it trotted and didn't appear again. And several accomplices were employed over several years. Seven people have been arrested, including the daughter. One of the stolen paintings was found under a suspect's mattress, which is not the smartest way of absconding with something pricey and recognizable. But we haven't got names yet. It'll all have to end up in court, I guess, at some stage.
Latin American crime is always so fun. I mean, it's proper telenovela. Anyways.
absolutely right. That is definitely a six-part series, isn't it?
Hundreds. All righty. Adam, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend and always a pleasure.
Thank you, you too.
Stay cool. Adam Gilchrist with your Worldview.